Travel Talk. Discover Germany from home today at germany.travel. Bringing Germany home to you.
Sunshine 106.8. Sunshine 106.8.
Ed, I am delighted to have you back on the show this week. Well, you've been here for the last couple of weeks, but I haven't been here. So I've been missing you. So, and it's interesting because I say I've been missing you, but actually I was in Kerry. You were in Kerry, but never the twain shall meet. So you were at one end and I was at the other. I was on the Dingle Peninsula and you were in Killarney.
Yeah, that's right, Carol. Lovely to talk to you. I was up in Belfast. Remember, I was filming for my TV programme that's coming out in September and I drove all the way from Belfast all the way down to Kerry for my own little few days. And I did a wonderful self-catering break in the Castle Ross Park and Resort there, which is just outside Killarney. And what I loved about it, Carol, was, you know, it's set in 25 acres of what you call, I suppose, it's Killarney's National Park. And it's just beautiful. Like, if you wake up in the morning early, there's deer just outside your door, you know, wandering around, rabbits everywhere. It was like something out of a Disney movie, you know. It was but lovely. And I really enjoyed it because it was really relaxing. You know, you have the lake there, lovely walks. I didn't really spend much time in Killarney itself, Carol. There was actually a lot of people in Killarney. And not the most pleasant experience wandering around, you know. And when, you know, Carl, we know when bars and pubs aren't open, you'll find people going around like they're actually trying to find, you know, things to do. Always in Killarney, one of the highlights was, you know, you go into a bar and you listen to live music. And, you know, that was part of the whole thing. It's different now, of course, you know, so we're finding other things to do. And I must say the self-catering lodge in, they have 39 self-catering lodges in Castle Ross. The food was fabulous. There's a golf course there as well, a nine-hole golf course. So a lot of people play golf. You're right beside another big golf course there as well, which you as a tourist can walk through. And I did the Gap of Dunloe and lots of stuff like that. And it was brilliant.
It's interesting, isn't it, looking at the whole staycation thing, because I found the same, you know, wandering around Dingle. There was a lot of people there and certainly on the streets, very few people were wearing their masks. Now, in fairness to the shops and it's mandatory now, obviously, but everyone was complying with that where I was. And I luckily had booked an Airbnb little cottage last November, which was expensive enough now, in fairness. So heaven knows if you're trying to find, I know we're coming to the end of the season now, but if you're trying to find something, you're probably lucky now to get away without, you know, burning a hole in your back pocket. So how do the prices compare in Killarney where you were, Ed?
To be honest, Carol, I found that, I mean, you know, the one thing I have to say to you, right, that I was really annoyed about was, and I have to say this, I went to Ross Castle from where I stayed in the Castle Ross hotel there, right? You can walk everywhere, which is gorgeous. They have all these signed paths and stuff. But I walked up to Ross Castle and the sun was splitting the stones. We had a gorgeous day. And when we got to the shop, we were all, oh God, can't wait to get a bottle of water, can't wait to get an ice cream, whatever. And got up to the counter and the girl said, oh, we don't take cards. And I'm like, what? I mean, you don't take cards? And she was like, no, cash only.
That's ridiculous. And That's ridiculous.
I was really annoyed about it because, you know, she said to me, oh, we don't have a card machine. And I said, well, why don't you get a card machine? You know, I was really like, It's so easy to get it. What? I mean, and I was saying to her, what about, so I can't pay, I can't buy anything. And, you know, and it's quite a walk. And other than that, you know, everything was fairly reasonable and good. But that, it really, really annoyed me. So I say to visit Kerry or whoever is looking after that, please, would you ever send a card machine down to the shop at the Ross Castle area there? Because it's ridiculous. And there were so many people walking back going, oh, I wish we could have got a bottle of water. I mean, in this day and age, Carl, really, like, ridiculous. Yeah.
No,
ridiculous.
Absolutely. I couldn't agree with you more. And I found too, Ed, in Dingle, I think I'd actually mentioned on the air during the week that there was one place selling ice cream and it was €8 for an ice cream. I thought, you've got to be kidding me. If you're going with the family and kids, I mean, you really, really want to take out a small mortgage. And we talked about this on the show a few months back when we realised that nobody was really going to go anywhere outside of the country this year. And I'd said to you, I hope that, you know, our tourist industry here is not going to shoot itself in the foot by overcharging people And it seems to me that that's what's going on, because I was looking even at menus in pubs and restaurants, and the prices haven't come down at all. Now, I understand they're trying to make money and they need to make money. I totally get that. But, you know.
Yeah, look, they can't help themselves, really, when it comes to that. That's really ridiculous. Now, I have to say, Carol, in where I was staying in the Castle Ross, there's two restaurants. There's a kind of a bar restaurant, and then there's an upstairs restaurant, which was absolutely super and very good food, and the prices were very, very good. And I mean, when you think about the fact that we are all, you know, a lot of people now are so afraid to travel unless you're going to, you know, countries with green on the green list or whatever. People are just, you know, trying to do the right thing, and then they're being screwed. And I just think that's appalling.
Absolutely. Well, I mean, having said that, not every place was trying to, you know, make a quick buck on you. And there were some good bargains. And in fairness, I think that the countryside is so beautiful, that the scenery is so beautiful. And of course, that costs nothing at all. So, you know, you don't have to spend the money to have a good time, really. But accommodation wise, you know, as I said, I booked our house last November, and I was very thankful for that. In Killarney, we've heard some horror stories about people charging way over the odds. What's your experience now, having been there?
Yeah, I mean, to be honest, a few friends came now and stayed in the hotel, Carol, in the Castle Ross where I was. We had a lovely golf lodge, which was for four people. And it was 110 a night for the room with breakfast, which was very good. Con Horgan, who's the owner there, he used to own Abbey Travel for years. And Con was always very mindful of being good value for money. But it can be quite the exception, to be honest. And I would say to people, check it out. You know, I mean, just make sure before you go to places, check out what you're getting, what the prices are. And you're right about September coming up now. There's definitely going to be deals. You know, we're facing into the end of the summer. I think it's very important that you do that, Carol. I went from Killarney, by the way, on my way back to Dublin. We stopped off by Bannastrand. I used to go to Bannastrand as a kid, you know, on our summer holidays. And what a day I had there, right? It was incredible. I mean, it was voted one of the best beaches in Ireland. I got burned to a crisp, Carol, by the way, right? Factor nothing, because I thought, Asher, look, the clouds were coming. And the next thing, I had 4 hours of sunshine. And it was absolutely gorgeous, you know. So I have to say, like, that was really wonderful. In terms of a beach that you would get the most, it was amazing. So yeah, yeah. Kerry, as a you know, it's a great destination.
It really is a great destination. And one thing I found too, you know, driving around was almost being forced, because there weren't that many places where you could go to. So being forced to kind of work out where you should go that's a little bit off the beaten track, and then finding out all about our wonderful history. I mean, we have so many treasures on our doorstep, and it was an absolute joy to connect that way. You know, yeah. And the people there are so friendly as well. I mean, we really do have a beautiful country. There's no doubt about it. And we are very blessed to live here, I have to say. So, you know, it's good to be able to discover it, rediscover it.
Yeah, no, you're absolutely right. And I mean, where I was staying, Carol, it used to be, I mean, before the Castle Ross was built, it used to be the Royal Victoria Hotel, built in the Victorian era. And it was full of, I mean, and, you know, Victoria went there and her husband, Albert, and the whole Muckross Park and Muckross House. There's huge history down there, which is fabulous. And I would say to anybody, go down there and have a look and enjoy. It's not just about lakes and fishing and jaunting cars. There's so much more to do and see there.
Yes, there is.
I won't mention golf, Carol, right? I won't mention
golf. No, don't mention the golf.
I mean, I won't even begin to tell you my anger, the emails I have had this week from people who have been observing rules and who are furious with what's going on at the moment. And I don't blame them.
Indeed. Although there's nothing wrong with playing golf, even in these challenging times per se, right? Let's just make sure that we get that out there. There's nothing wrong with playing golf.
No. But you know, Carol, Mark Twain said once that golf was a good walk ruined.
Well, as I'm not a golfer, I would probably have to agree with that.
Yes,
as a
very bad golfer, I concur.
All right, Ed, if anybody wants to find out more information about Kerry, where would you suggest is the best place to go?
Well, in fact, discoverireland.com, Carol, have a fabulous section on Kerry, and Visit Kerry is brilliant as well. And castleross.ie, all the information there is on about where I stayed and all the stuff to do and see. And listen, amazing deals there, I have to say. But just avoid the caviar ice cream that Carol Dooley likes to have in Dingle.
I'll tell you one thing which was great about Dingle was the whales coming in, and they provided a completely free show to anybody who was lucky enough to see them. So that was absolutely fantastic for anybody who was there. So you know what? You don't need any kind of ice cream to enjoy.
Wow.
That
Listen, deer, that's for sure. Deer, rabbits, whales, you name it, Karen, it's all happening.
All right, Ed, thank you for that. And as always, if anybody's any questions for you, ed@traveltalk.ie, and we'll look forward to chatting with you on the show next week.
Wonderful. Have a great weekend, Carol.
Travel Talk. Discover Germany from home today at germany.travel, bringing Germany home to you.
Sunshine 106.8. Sunshine 106.8.